USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Doctors in the U.S. Southwest have reported a rise in first, second, and third degree contact burn cases amid extreme heat conditions. Dr. Robert Martinez with St. Rose Siena Hospital in Las Vegas tells 8 News Now.
If you go to the pool and you step on the cement, it's probably 140 degrees.
The reports of severe burn incidents, some fatal, came from hospitals in Arizona and Nevada, where temperatures have recently reached triple digits and deaths from heat-related conditions have surged. North Korea fired several cruise missiles into the Yellow Sea overnight. It is the second such launch this week, as that country remains silent on the whereabouts of an American soldier who fled across the border. Analysts note the missile launches follow North Korea's warnings over the U.S. deploying a nuclear submarine in South Korea coastal waters. 5 people are in the hospital after a partial building collapse in New Jersey. It happened in Newark Friday evening at the Stephen Crane Village Houses. A neighbor said it felt like a bomb hit the apartments, which are run by the Newark Housing Authority. The 2-story building partially collapsed after the explosion, and its 13 residents are being given temporary shelter. Former President Trump says he'll impose the death penalty for human traffickers if he's elected president in 2024. Jacqueline Carl has more.
Trump said in a video Friday he'll urge Congress to pass legislation to institute the death penalty for human traffickers who carry women and children across the U.S. border. He also promised to reinstate Title 42, a COVID-era policy that allows authorities to turn away migrants from the southern border for health purposes. This comes after Trump held a showing of the film Sound of Freedom at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. The film tells the story of a DHS agent who investigated trafficking rings.
Trader Joe's has issued a nationwide recall of 2 cookie products potentially containing rocks. They are the almond windmill cookies and dark chocolate chunk almond cookies. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Chinese hackers have allegedly breached the email accounts of prominent U.S. diplomats, including Ambassador to China Nicholas Burns, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, and Daniel Crittenbrink, the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia. Notably, Crittenbrink had recently traveled to China with Secretary of State Antony Blinken last month. Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking out against Florida's new standards for teaching black history.
While speaking in Jacksonville Friday, Harris said extremists in the state are misleading children by teaching what she calls revisionist history. Among the changes is a push to teach students that some black people benefited from slavery because it taught them useful skills. Governor Ron DeSantis claimed Democrats like Harris have to lie about Florida's educational standards to cover for their agenda of indoctrinating students and pushing sexual topics onto children. I'm Brian Shook.
A woman is suing a California restaurant, Coup d'Etat in Los Gatos, for serving her an allegedly unfit for human consumption spicy meal. The lawsuit also names the cook, waitressing staff, and owner. The woman accuses them of negligence and intentional infliction of emotional distress. She claims the appetizer she ordered, called Dragon Balls, was so spicy it caused burns on her vocal cords, esophagus, and nose due to its extreme spiciness. Now, she is seeking financial compensation for medical expenses and her loss of income. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.